ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तो सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 You see how it is developed now. This is called the prakriya. It also indicates, see, very inbuilt in inbuilt here in the teaching. The prakriya here is now, can say srishti prakriya. Srishti prakriya means what? Prakriya means the method of unfoldment. Or the teaching methodology is called a prakriya. And here, srishti prakriya means analysis of the srishti itself is a prakriya. It's a method of analyzing the truth. So here, the srishti here now, his srishti we know very well, it's only manifestation. And so here he is saying how... He saw how the matter is the material cause of the universe, and the prakriti he started with that. And the original matter, in subtlest form, is also called prakriti. And for which we also understood the definition, isn't it? Prakrishena kriti yogyatvat prakriti hi, and prakrishena kriyate anayayati prakriti hi. So it is that by which, or out of which something is made is called prakriti. Therefore we said the original matter, how it would have been before everything came into existence will ever be a mystery. It is not possible for us to understand. But one thing, what is clear is that we need not search for the matter, original cause. That cause alone is in the form of this universe now. But how cause has evolved, isn't it? Evolved into this matter. That mechanism is not known. But see, the whole jagat is now what now? Actually, the matter evolved is this jagat, the objective universe. And here, but this objective universe again, if you say that the prakriti does not become original actually, and there again, tamasic aspect of the prakriti. We know this prakriti is of three gunas. Three gunas are nothing but names given to the three manifest powers of the same shakti. The same, the matter, original matter is actually the power. Power means it is subtle matter. Because matter means we always think of something gross. Inexplicably subtlest power. Anirvachaniya shaktihi. And that power, that matter alone, we saw sattva pradhana prakriti, rajah pradhana prakriti, and tamah pradhana prakriti. And sattva pradhana prakriti or suddha sattva prakriti is known by the term Maya, and Rajapradana Prakriti is called Avidya, and Tamapradana Prakriti alone, actually what? From that alone, actually from the Sattvic, Rajasic, see all the threefold Prakritis, all the three gunas are there. Because it's very abstract and subtle, he does not discuss all those things. Yes, he says Sattvapradana, Rajapradana, and Tamapradana. So tamapradana prakriti also, the prakriti which is predominantly tamasic also has what? sattva and rajas aspects. So the sattvic aspects alone become mind, you know, the elements. Sorry, tamasic aspect of the tamah pradhana, that sattva pradhana from the tamah pradhana prakriti, otherwise called prakriti. From that he explained how the subtle powers, sattvic aspect of the that tamah pradhana prakriti, sense powers came into existence, and also the mind. And rajapradhana, from rajasic aspect of the tamapradhana prakriti came the sense or the organs of actions and physiological functions. 10. Then what is left is only tamasic aspect alone. From the tamasic aspect, now the elements came into existence. This we had, subtle elements came into existence. And then we say, this tamas, these subtle elements, isn't it? I mean, the subtle elements have all the three gunas again. From there we saw the sattva, rajasa, sattvic aspect of the each element came, each sense organ. Then rajasic aspect of, all sattvic aspect of all the five elements. Actually you can say, from the prakriti, tamapradana prakriti, elements came into existence, and each element had sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects. So sattvic aspect of the elements, from them respectively, all five sense powers and the mind came into existence. Rajasic aspect of the elements came the 5-10 organs, the five organs of actions and five physiological functions. Tamasic aspect of the sense organs came, we have to say no, no. From tamasic aspect of the elements alone, undergo went the modification. That's called a grossification, isn't it? Panchikarnam. I mean, each subtle element became grossified. The grossification is called panchikarnam. Panchikarnam means the each element, tamasic aspect of the each element became divided into two parts, and the second half of each element again divided into four quarters. Therefore, what happened? 1/8 of each element joined the other elements, all other four elements. Therefore, each element became half of its own and 1/8 of the other elements. This is called panchikarnam and grossification. And from these gross elements alone came what? The entire gross body came into, the gross body became evolved from these gross elements. That is the what we saw last class, no? So now last class we saw the grossification of the elements. So bhuta srishti, and from there we saw, no, bhuta srishti means the grossification of the elements, means what now? How the gross elements came into existence. From the original elements which came into existence from the tamah pradhana prakriti, and on that those elements and the tamasic aspect of the elements alone became what now? Through grossification became gross elements. So now we had to go to the 27th verse. 27th, one verse tells how gross elements came into existence. Now we are going to the 28th verse.
Tairandastatra bhuvanam, tairandastatra bhuvanam, bhogya bhogashrayod bhavaha. Bhogya bhogashrayod bhavaha. Bhogya bhogashrayod bhavaha. Hiranya garbhastulesmin.
Hiranya garbhastulesmin.
Dehe vaishvanaro bhavet.
Dehe vaishvanaro bhavet.
ತೈರಂಡಸ್ತತ್ರ ಭುವನಂ ಭೋಗ್ಯ ಭೋಗಾಶ್ರಯೋದ್ಭವಃ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭಸ್ಥೂಲೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ದೇಹೇ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರೋ ಭವೇತ್. Now you have to remember here, taihi, the word taihi means taihi sthula bhutaihi. So from those gross elements, by those gross elements, or from those gross elements, or with the help of those gross elements, andaha tattva. ಅಂಡಹ ತತ್ರ ಉತ್ಪದ್ಯತೆ ಉತ್ಪದ್ಯತೆ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಆಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಓಕೆ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಉತ್ಪತ್ತಿ ಅಂಡಹ ತತ್ರ ನೌ ನೌ ದೇರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಂಡಹ ಅಂಡಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಹ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ದ ಅಂಡಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಗ್ ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಗ್ ಓಕೆ people call it cosmic egg, they confuse. So it's not cosmic egg actually. The Brahmandaha means the universe, the cosmos, actually is nothing but a modification of those gross elements. That's what we need to understand, how the elements became the whole gross universe. Isn't it? Which means, Andaha, Taiha Andaha means what now? The entire objective universe of gross, the gross objective universe of gross objects. Andaha means Brahma Andaha came into existence. And in this universe, what now? Tatra Bhuvanam. Bhuvanam is one word implying all the 14 worlds. Okay, we do not know other worlds. Understand, for the fourth bhuvanam, one word stands for chaturdasha bhuvanani. Bhuvanam, bhuvane, bhuvanani. Understand, bhuvanam, one word. But bhuvanam is in the singular word. The singular word implies what? All the 14 worlds. Padinanga ulahangal, irayu padinalu ulahangal, will they say. The 14 worlds came into existence where? Within this Mahabrahmanda only, there came the 14 worlds. So what are the 14 worlds? Bhu, Loka, here we are. Understand? Then we have what now? We have Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Mahaha. Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Tapaha, Janaha, Satyaha, Satyalokaha, Brahma Loka. Like a seven lokas, we talk about lokas above. Then we talk about seven below also, isn't it? Atalaha, Vitalaha, Sutalaha, Talatalaha, Rasatalaha, Mahatalaha, Patalaha. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Talatala, Mahatala, Patala. So all the seven worlds below and seven worlds above, the 14 worlds, we are in between, exactly in between. If you have only papam, you will go to one of the worlds below. If you have only punyam, you will go one of the seven above. We have both punyam and papam will be in between the seven. That's a bit, isn't it? So, we have bhuvanani. All of them came into existence. Then, what are here? Bhogya, bhoga ashraya udbhavaha. So, bhogya means the objective universe meant for the experience and enjoyment is called Bhogya Prapancha. And Bhoga Ashrayaha means the physical body. See, you need an abode of enjoyment. In Tattvabodha, you learn this word as Bhoga Ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment. Remember, an abode of enjoyment is called Bhoga Ayatanam. And here the word used is what? Bhoga Ashrayaha. Bhoga Ashrayaha is what? Physical body. So, all the physical forms of all the living beings are said to be what? Bhoga Ayatanam. Now, ant's body is ant's Bhoga Ayatanam. Now, the jiva obtaining in that body only enjoy what? Only that much, isn't it? So, Bhoga Ashrayaha means Bhoga Ayatanam, the physical body, which is an abode of enjoyment, Udbhavaha, that also came into existence. From where? From this grossified elements alone. So, Bhogya, Bhoga Ashrayaha, Bhogya means Bhogya Prapancha, isn't it? The object of the world of the object, the world, the whole world, as an object of enjoyment is called Bhogya Prapancha. Okay, then Bhoga Ashrayaha means the physical bodies, abode of enjoyment. So, this itself makes very clear what an abode of enjoyment cannot be what now? The enjoyer. An abode of enjoyment and object of enjoyment, they all came into existence from the grossified, the gross elements. Which means, that's why object of enjoyment means what? The entire Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, all the 14 worlds. Which stand for what now? The objective universe of enjoyment. Then all the physical bodies are abode of enjoyment. All of them came into existence from gross elements. Now, you had to remember here already what we have understood. We understood already what? Before this creation, there was jiva, wasn't he? The jiva was already there. And already there were subtle instruments. All of them were there. Subtle body was there. Instruments of enjoyment were already there. Like mind, sense organs. And instruments of actions also already there, as the organs of actions, and also physiological functions, no, also they were there. So the entire sukshma was ready. The instrument of enjoyment was there. The enjoyer jiva also was there, but he was looking for the office place because he could not be functional, isn't it? The enjoyment was not possible. Experience of world is not possible if there is no abode of enjoyment. Isn't it? Without the physical body, there cannot be experience or enjoyment. There cannot be accumulation of punya papa, nor can there be exhaustion of punya papa. Understand? Definitely accumulation is not possible. So here for you to enjoy, you need a physical body. Therefore, before what we had, we saw first the jiva came, isn't it? From the what is avidya here? Rajapradana prakritihi is called the avidya. And that avidya, jiva manifest, consciousness manifest in avidya is called the jivaha. And then we have sattapradana prakritihi. From there, the jiva manifest is called Ishvara. The consciousness manifest in that Maya's upadhi is called Ishvara. And now the same jiva who is known as what a Vishwa, the same jiva who is known as Prajnaha. Remember? The Prajnaha, the consciousness manifest in avidya, identified with avidya, the Karna Shariram, is called Prajnaha. And the same consciousness manifest in Maya upadhi is what now? Ishvara. And later on we said, the same prajnaha becomes what? Taijasaha, identified with the sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram, as in mind. And the same jiva, the same Ishvara also, associated with the sukshma prapancha or total subtle body, sukshma shariram, tamashti sukshma shariram, or can say the subtle universe is called Hiranyagarbha. We saw that, no? Now he, in this context, he says Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwaraha? Consciousness manifest in Maya Upadi, associated with Maya Upadi, not Maya Upadi, Maya, Tattvapradana Prakritihi is called Ishwaraha. That Ishwara, then what now? Associated with the Samashti Sukshma Prapancha is called what now? Hiranyagarbha. And the same Hiranyagarbha, which means the same Ishwara, not different. Okay, don't, the three Ishwaras are not there. Shivan, where Vishnu, where Sunday, Ilang Kadiyar. Now, therefore here, the same Ishwara, the same Ishwara, who is said to be Hiranyagarbha, associated with, identified with the Sukshma Prapancha, now gets the name, what now? Sthule. Sthule, what now? Identified with the Sukshma, this Sthula Prapancha, this entire gross universe, associated with the same Ishwara, associated with the gross manifest universe, is called what? Vaishvanaraha or Virat. We have two words. In this shloka mentions the word Vaishvanaraha. Vaishvanaraha is another word for Virat. Okay, so Virat. Now Virat Srishti also is over. If you now, hereafter, if you study Srimad Bhagavatam or any Puranas, you can understand how in Puranas also present this. Virad Utpattihi, all the present. Virad Utpatti means what? Virad Utpattihi, Virad Srishtihi. Virat, in Puranas, Virat is called Vishnu. Who is Mahavishnu? Virat. Who is Virat? Vividham Rajate Iti, one who shines as everything gross. Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. And one more thing is say Vaishvanaraha. Listen, Vaishvanaraha is, you know, that two, Vaishvanaraha is the name given to fire obtaining in the tummy also. Understand? One who consumes the food that you put into your, you know, which goes into the tummy is called Vaishvanara. And here, Vaishvanara means the experiencer, no, the of all the universe is also called what now? Entire grass universe is called Vaishvanaraha. Very beautiful, isn't it? How many experiences are there? Only one experiencer, isn't it? The experiencer of the entire universe is also called what? Vaishvanaraha. Anyway, so here we say Vaishvanaraha or Virat is a name given to what? Given to the Ishwara associated with the gross universe. The same Ishwara associated with the subtle universe is called Hiranyagarbha. Same Ishwara associated with unmanifest universe is called Ishwaraha. What is Maya now? Universe unmanifest is Maya. Universe subtly manifest is Sukshma Prapancha. Universe what now? Therefore, the Sukshma Prapanchaha, Sthula Prapanchaha, gross universe and subtle universe are nothing but the Karya Prapanchaha. Now, evolved from the Karana Prapancha. What is Karana Prapanchaha? Maya. Karana Prapanchaha means what? Universe in causal condition is what? Maya. So, Maya was there originally. This Maya later on became what? We say Maya is there. Maya is the Karana Prapancha. But now we say the Sthula Prapanchaha and the Sukshma Prapanchaha. From the Sthula the associated with the Sthula Prapancha and Sukshma Prapancha alone, Hiranyagarbha and Vaishvanaraha we call. Got three now? Is confusing or not? Clear? Okay. So, Vaishvanaraha bhavet. Now, asmin dehe, sthule dehe, Hiranyagarbha Vaishvanaraha bhavet. Stule dehe, in this, the same Ishvara, with this cosmic gross body. Understand? Cosmic gross body. But the Ishvara Shariram is what? Whole cosmos is body of, no, isn't it? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the soul of the whole gross body, isn't it? The gross body of the Hiranyagarbha. The Hiranyagarbha associated with this gross body is called Vaishvanaraha. That is why we say in Vishnu, in Purusha Suktam, if we say, this Virat is high. Virat Purusha is described there. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, no? Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva, Atyatishtad Dashangulam, Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam. When they say Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, all the heads are what? Heads of Vaishvanara Virat. All the eyes, no, everything is what now? All the eyes are Bhagavan's eyes. Everything is Bhagavan, when you say, Vaishvanaraha or Virat's body is his whole gross universe. Understand? Therefore, this Ishvara, same Ishvara with Suksha Prapanchaha is called Hiranyagarbha, same Ishvara associated with the Sthula Prapanchaha is called Vaishvanaraha or Virat. Now, okay, we were talking about the Jivas. What happened to Jivas? Now, Pragya. What happened to Pragya? This Pragya associated with Sukshma Shariram is called Taijasaha. And how Jivas are many. Remember, the Pragyas are many. Similarly, the Taijasas are many. Because bodies are many. Similarly, those Taijasaha, the many Jivas associated with the avidya, avidyas are many, said to be pragyaha. Now the pragyaha, again here, associated with the subtle bodies, said to be one of pragya, the taijasaha. The same taijasaha associated with the gross bodies are known as now vishvaha. It is said in the 29th verse. Let us see this verse now. Taijasa Vishvatam Yataha. Deva Tiryang Naradaya. Taijasa Vishvatam Yataha. Deva Tiryang Naradaya. Te Parag Darshin of Pratyaka. Tatva Bodha Vivarjita. Taijasa Vishvatam Yataha. Taijasaha Vishvatam Yataha means Taijasaha, the Jivas. Who are the Jivas here? The manifestations of consciousness. Manifestations of consciousness obtaining in all the avidyas, identified with the avidyas, are said to be Pragyaha, and those Pragyaha, Pragya Jivaha, associated with subtle bodies are called Taijasaha, and the same Taijasaha, not different. So Jivas are the same Taijasaha, here Taijasaha, Vishvatam Yataha, associated with the gross bodies, get the new name Vishvaha. Vishvatam Yataha means they became Vishvaha. Vishvata means they attain the status of being the yatas, vishwas. That's the meaning. They became vishwaha. So now we don't say only one vishwaha, many vishwaha. Why? Many jivas, for many vishwaha. Like many tajasaha. But how many Hiranyagarbhas? Yeah, you should remember. So, Vishvatam Yataha, Taijasaha alone, Vishvatam Yataha. Which means, how they became Vishvaha, Taijasaha, associated with the gross bodies. And here we say, the jivas were there with all the instruments of enjoyment and the also what? The enjoyment, but still in these jivas, they needed an abode of enjoyment, for which the body they needed. These bodies came into existence also from where? From this gross elements. But now he said, but which body is for which jiva? Isn't it? And three types of dehas are there. He says now, deva triyang naradayaha. So, deva shariram, triyag shariram, nara shariram. So, all of them are Vishwaha only. Understand? But Deva Shariram is different from the other two. Triyak Nara. So, Triyak Shariram means animal body, celestial body and human body. Nara means human being. So, how do they have? There's difference in the abode of enjoyment. Understand? You can experience only pleasure if you have Deva Shariram, no pain. Understand? There again, you need not enjoy the objects to experience the objects. Understand? Just by seeing itself, what now? You'll have pleasure. You don't need to drink coffee there in heaven. No? See the coffee and you'll have satisfaction of drinking. But I don't think I would have enjoyed it. I prefer a human body. Anyway. So Deva Shariram. To have the Deva Shariram, you must have lots of punyam. If you have more punyam, only punyam, you get the Deva Shariram. But still it's Deva. Understand now? Devas are also what now? Superior jivas. Then Triyang. If you have only papam, you get the animal body. In keeping with our punya papa, we get the body. There again, some punya means, and you become dog, no, you become animals in better countries where they looked after well. If you have a lot of papam, then a stray dog in India. Okay. So, nara adeha, there are what of nara adeha. Naraha means a human being. A human shariram one can get if you have both mixture of punyam and papam. So only if you have punyam, if you have lot of punyam, you get Deva Shariram. If you have lot of papam, you have Mriga Shariram, Triyak Shariram. If you have both punyam and papam, then you can get Manushya, Nara Shariram. Anyway, because the type abode of enjoyment you get also is what determined by your punya papams. There again, we can say male body, female body. So all these things are what now? They say in all keeping with our punya papas. Now, okay, this is how now all the individuals have come into existence. As devas, animals and human beings. The three X stand for what now? All other beings, all the living beings also. Now, te parag darshinaha. Now, what is the nature of these jivas? What do the jivas do here now? These jivas, these are how individuals came into existence. Te parag darshinaha. In Tamil we say parak patra varavena path government nadan. Parag darshinaha, Sanskrit word that is. Parak me, parak. Parak plus darshi, parag darshi. Parag darshi means the one who is and one who is extroverted. In Tamil, we say, Patti kattan mutta ekkadai paatha maathiri. So, some villager goes to town, even a small, even a shop of where they sell these candies and things become such an excitement, isn't it? Really, that was a big excitement. I remember going from my village to some small town hall where so many shops are there. It's a big, exciting thing, isn't it? Going to shops where they sell clothes and as young girls. Now we know what it is, isn't it? But like that, Paragdarshinaha means those who are completely extroverted. The jivas, extroverted, Paragdarshinaha. Why? Because the jivas don't experience. Now they got abode of enjoyment, obtaining in the given body maintenance complex. And through the instruments of enjoyment, experience, they experience the world, external world of objects and they enjoy them. Therefore, but now, attention is totally drawn towards the external world of objects. Therefore, Paragdarshinaha, they're extroverted. But what happened now? Pratyak tattva bodha vivarjitaha. Pratyak means innermost self. Pratyagatma means innermost self. Pratyak tattva means the truth of the self. Truth of the innermost self. Or you can say the truth of the self is called pratyak tattva, means pratyagatma. Tattva, bodha means knowledge. Vivarjitaha means devoid of. But these jivas, which are extroverted, why extroverted? Because they're drawn towards the experience of the external world of objects. Pratyak tattva bodha vivarjitaha means atma tattva bodha vivarjitaha. They lack the knowledge of the self. Which self? Now the individual means all of them constitute the self for them. So pratyak tattva, they are devoid of, or they lack, they do not have the knowledge of the innermost self, or the truth of the self, which means they are ignorant of the self. These jivas know they are, but they do not know what they are. No jiva thinks, I, the jiva, am consciousness. That no, every reflection should think what? Every reflection should associate itself with the original source of reflection or the man reflecting medium. Isn't it? But here what happens, all these jivas, being extroverted, they vivarjitaha means devoid of, rahitaha. So they do not have the knowledge of the innermost self. I mean, they're ignorant of the self. Why they're ignorant of the self? Why they are ignorant of the self? Because tamav pradhana, rajapradhana. Isn't it? Because they associated with what now? Rajapradhana prakriti. See, in Ishvara, sattva pradhana means purna jnanam. Rajapradhana, half jnanam. Tamapradhana, ajnanam. Total ignorance on the part of all the... Why all tamapradhana means what now? The prakriti. The material, if you see the... All the gross physical forms, very interesting to know this. In Mandukya also we will come across this. See, the tamapradha, the entire world of objects, the objective universe is only modified form of what? Tamapradhana prakriti. Isn't it? So when the Prakriti is predominantly tamasic, there is total ignorance on the part of the an object of enjoyment. Is it clear now? The entire objective universe, which is an object of enjoyment, is of the nature of inertness. Means what does it mean? Inertness means what? Being inert means being totally ignorant. Being totally ignorant means what? The ignorance of self-existence, ignorance of what one self is, isn't it? This total ignorance. The suppose for example, the iron, piece of iron, does not even know I am, does not even know it exists. It is, then where is the question, knowing I am iron? So it's so, so this is called the total ignorance is equal to inertness. So the object, Swamiji used to make fun of, no? The object of enjoyment must be inert. Suppose the object of enjoyment also has some jnanam. Every time you go near the chair will move. Why? Because the jnanam is there, no? Because it cannot be active. That's why I told in the very beginning, the power of inertia means there cannot be knowledge, there cannot be activity also. The power of knowledge and power of activity, both are resolved, both remain suppressed in inert tamah pradana prakriti products. That's why they do not act, they do not move. Inert things do not move on their own. You have to push it, you have to move it, they don't act. And nor is there any jnanam. So jnanam shaktihi is also not there. Not also what? No. Jnana shaktihi, also iccha shaktihi, then also what? No? Kriya shaktihi is not possible. Therefore they do not move. They just, wherever they are, they are just there. Therefore, what he says here, the jivas manifested here, narashariram, human beings alone. That is why in all these other living beings also ignorance is total. They are just alive, but ignorance is total on the part of the even other animals, tirjak. And not only on the part of the animals, their life is there, but still there is total ignorance. And here non-living things, life is not there, ignorance is total. Lifelessly, totally ignorant. With the life, total, still ignorance. There's no knowledge I am, there's no knowledge what I am also. Only human being, in sattva-pradana prakriti, you know, that's why there's a purna jnanam. If predominantly sattva-guna is there, then purna jnanam. If ajas is there, half knowledge. Where there is half knowledge, there is activity and knowledge. Is it clear now? So that's what he says. Pratyag tattva bodha vivarjitaha means they are ignorant of the knowledge of the self. Ignorant of the self, they do not have, the ignorant of the self means they do not have the knowledge of the self. Because they are not tamas, the jivas are not tamapradanaha, you know, the jiva tamapradana, rajapradana, therefore there is what? No, half jnanam, aham, asmi jnanam is there. But there is no aham, brahma asmi jnanam is not there. This is called half ignorance. Now we'll go to the next one. Because they are half ignorant, partially ignorant, and because they have partial knowledge, and because they are extroverted, naturally extroverted, what happens? Now because they do not know the nature of the self, they do not know the surupam of the real self, what happens? And they there is all these problems come. Now, we because this Panchadashi is not a beginner's text of Vedanta Sara. It is a very, very advanced text. Therefore, now the teacher just skips everything and jumps. Once self-ignorance is there, what self-ignorance here? They lack the knowledge of the innermost nature. Now, the pratyak tattvam na jananti. Pratyak tattva bodaha nasti. Because they do not have the knowledge of the self being consciousness, original pure consciousness. Half ignorance is there. And this ignorance leads to what now? Error, erroneous self-perception. Adhyasa, adhyasa leads to adhyaropaha. Adhyaropa leads to ahankaraha. Wrong notion about the self. And ahankara leads to what? Asha, desire. All ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. Then ahankaraha, asha. The ones asha means what now? Asha, the desire comes in asha. I, for the sake of I use the word asha, we can say kamaha. Once kama is there, what now? Kama, desire will result in karma. Kama, karma. Once karma is done, what now? Palam. Once you have palam, you have janma. Look at this. Desire will impel you to do action. Action will produce the palam. To exhaust the palam, you have to be born again. Janma. This is how the jiva gets into the problem of samsaraha. Don't ask me which first time when did he get into samsara. Don't ask. This samsara has been there, what now? Beginninglessly. This is how jivas are caught up helplessly, choicelessly in the ocean of samsara. Samsara sagare nimagnaha bhavanti. This is implied here. Panchadashi is really advanced. That's why it doesn't say all those things. We have to assume. The author assumes that we already know all these things. So he goes like that. Yesterday Vedanta Sara, kindergarten, and today we have Panchadashi. Okay, now, what does the jiva do now? Now he is suffering with the problem. He has the disease now. The disease means suffering will be there. That suffering, no? Then he wants to get rid of the suffering. There is a pain, isn't it? Always some pain of dissatisfaction and unhappiness. Unhappiness, sorrow, pain is there. In spite of having some, going through some, enjoying some pleasures also, there is a continuously, there's a pain and unhappiness. And therefore, what now? They be caused by the suffering. Suffering of what? The disease of smallness. Sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I. And in order to get rid of the problem, what does he do? Instead of making effort to know his swarupam, he does not know, isn't it? How to become bigger than what I am? How to become somebody? How to get rid of this problem of smallness, not knowing that. He says, kurvate karma. No, next, let's see the next verse now. Kurvate karma bhogaya.
Kurvate karma bhogaya.
Karma kartum cha bhunjate. Now, kurvate. Kurvate means all these individual jivas. What do they do? Kurvate is a plural verb. Kurute, kurvite, kurvate. Kurvate is a plural verb. Kurvate, perform. Who? Jivaha. Jivaha karma kurvanti. That is the meaning. Kurvanti is a simple verb which you can understand easily. Jivaha karma kurvanti. Jivas perform actions. For what? For karma kurvanti means they make efforts, they perform actions all the time, extra as parag darshinaha. For what? Bhogartam, bhogaya, for the enjoyment, for enjoyment of the objects, for the enjoyment of pleasures, through the enjoyment of attainment of objects, isn't it? Through the enjoyment of external objects, they what now? They enjoy pleasures, isn't it? So, for the enjoyment of pleasures, for the enjoyment of objects, they perform karma. They work. Why? Because, why do they work? Bhogaya. For the enjoyment. Why do they want to enjoy? Through the enjoyment of objects, through the enjoyment of pleasures, means for acquisition of arthaha and kamaha. Here the word bhogaha should be taken as what? Artha kama sampadanaya. For the acquisition of, or for acquiring artha kamas, they work very hard. Karma kurvate. Now, but what they lack, they do not understand is, if they work very hard for the acquisition of artha kamas, the thing is, but they seek security in what now? Artha. Even though they seek security in artha, they mistake the artha for absolute security. They think artha will give them absolute security. And not only that, and they also seek pleasures for happiness. They search for happiness in the happiness and security in artha kama acquisition. So, karma kartum cha bhunjate. Now, so he performs karma for the enjoyment and he enjoys for what? For performing karma. Karma kartum cha bhunjate. Then he eats. Why do you eat? To be energetic. Isn't it? See, now you need to be what now? You need to be energetic, enthusiastic. What then you can do? Isn't it? You need to be energetic, physically, mentally, enthusiastic. And for which you need to eat, isn't it? You need to do things. Therefore, to do karma, if you are not energetic and enthusiastic, mentally enthusiastic, physically energetic, only then you can do karma. Therefore, what now? Karma kartum cha bhunjate. So he eats and enjoys pleasures and pursues artha, performs karma for acquiring artha kamas, and he acquires artha kamas, what now? For living this life, which means what? To do karma. In fact, for him, life is nothing but work, 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 earn, enjoy, and also again, work. So work for enjoyment and enjoyment is for work. Because working becomes what a frantic necessity for him. That is why it's called what now? He performs karma. Once he performs karma, he accumulates punya papas. And once punya papas, the karma phalam is there. And it has to be, punya papas have to be exhausted, for which he has to be born again. Which means what? This is that the jivas, the bodies alone change, but they come back. Okay? The abode of enjoyment alone changes. But with the same instruments of enjoyment, the enjoyer comes again and again and again. Just as sometimes people think by correcting the vastu, our situations will change. So they try to change the vastu problems. Now you change from this house to the other house, other house to other house, other house to other house. Do you improve? Same instruments of enjoyment, the same enjoyer comes back changing the houses. That's why he says here, that's why it's called samsaraha. In the word samsara, if you take, it comes from the root sr, sru dhatu. Sru, now sarati means moves. Sarati means moves. And samsarati means what now? Perfectly moves. Samyak sarati iti samsaraha. Not only samyak sarati, perfectly moves means what? Not smoothly moves, okay? It doesn't move smoothly, violently moves. Violent movement, isn't it? What is movement? In fact, it's a big, giant wheel of 14 worlds. big giant wheel, isn't it? We know about this London wheel, London Eye, huh? What is it called? London Eye. Because you go to the top of the wheel, and you also come down to the one, to go up, to come down, and again, come down to go up. Where do you go up? To come down. Where do you come down? To go up. This is called what now? Big giant wheel of 14 worlds, covering the 14 worlds. Imagine, unimaginably big, isn't it? So, that is why samsara sagara. And this we get into the wheel of beginningless, endless wheel of samsaraha. Going up and down, this is called violent movement. Okay. It's called samsara, not simple sara. Summa porad kadaiyadu, samsaraha. Okay. Now, what is the situation now? Look at this. Now, this jiva who got into samsara is like what now? Is like the worm. All these jivas are like the worms now, pulu. Which worms? The worms which are caught up in the flowing puff, the rivers with the powerful current of water. Understand? Next one now.
Nadyam.
Kita.
Ivavartad.
Avartantaramashute. Vrajanto. Janmano janma. Labhante. Naiva nirvritim. Nadyam kitaha iva. Iva means like, polar. So nadyam kitaha iva. Kitaha means worms, purukkal. Worms. Like the worms which got into the rivers. What happened to these worms in the river? He says, the worms which get into the river, they keep flowing in the water. Hardly there'll be what now? They don't simply keep flowing smoothly. There'll be avartaha. Avartaha means whirlpool, nirchural. Remember, in Bhagavad Gita we read that Duryodhanavartini, that battle of Mahabharatam is likened to a river. In which battle river Duryodhana what would be? Like a whirlpool. Like here, that's why Duryodhana Avartini Nadi Visa, Rana Nadi Visa. But here, Avartaha means not Hangitani Avartanam, okay? That is different. Here, Avartaha means whirlpool. That's also the same meaning actually. Avartanam also, in cycle it comes, no? Avartaha means, Tani Avartana means, you know, you come, separate, independent playing of the instrument called Avartana. So here Avartaha is a whirlpool. So this worm get into the Avartaha. And then somehow, after some time suffering, it comes out of that Avartha. Again get into another Avartha. So each avartaha, our physical is like what now? Our physical body is like an avartha, nirchural. isn't it? It's like the whole life is a big, like river. And then in between, when every time you come out of the avarta, some you think, oh my God, some relief. Again, it doesn't take very long. Puru punya papa pushes you again into what? New avarta. Isn't it? Avartade avartantaram ashu te vrajantaha. Very quickly, they come out, again they get into ashu means soon. Te kitaha nadyam kitaha avartade avarta antaram. From one whirlpool to another whirlpool, no, they continuously get into, they get suffocated, they suffer. No, similarly, in the same way, Ashute, all these jivas, even the jivaha, Ashu Vrajantaha, moving very quickly, no, Vrajantaha moving, where? Janmanaha Janma. Moving from one birth to another birth. Which means what? Moving from one body to another body. Without any choice, the poor worm cannot by itself escape from the river of whirlpools. Like what? Life of births and deaths. And the life of what now? Now this life of samsara, the transmigration, moving from one body to another body. So avartada avartaha means what now? One body to another body, shifting is not possible, is not escape. There's no way. Independently you cannot come out of the samsara. This we have to understand. Here what he emphasizes is these that just as his worms get into the river water, get helplessly again into many avartas, one after the other. So also this human beings also what now? Get into somehow one after the other, we move from one body to another body helplessly. Janmanaha janma. Pirappilirundhu, pirappilirundhu, janmanaha janma. Janmanaha is panchamidhar, isn't it? From one birth to another birth. From one birth to another birth means, again and again, repeatedly, so many, we change bodies. Changing the bodies continuously, choicelessly, helplessly, we continue to get into the samsara. Vrajantaha. Te vrajantaha, janmanaha janma, they going, like what? Like the kitaha, nadyam kitaha iva, avartadu avartantaram ashu, te vrajantaha, janmanaha janma, naiva labhante nirvritim, they never attain absolute peace. Enge nimmadi, then there is no peace at all. Which means what now? They may experience some pleasure in between, and you have to remember every time you experience pleasure, there is a potential pain. Any experience of any pleasure is what? Potential pain is in the form of the pleasure. But you can also think, whenever time you experience pain, also you can say, you see, that is the potential pleasure, is experience of pain. But which means there is no peace. Why? Because nirvritihi means sukham. There is no nirantara sukham. There is no luxury, there is no peace, there is no happiness. Niraivu illave, nirvritihi na niraivu. Niraivil kidekindra amaidi. Okay. The peace and the peace obtaining in fullness. Naiva labhante, they never get. Labhante means never gain. Never. Naiva means never. Never do they gain nirvritihi. Nirvritim naiva labhante. But kim labhante? Janmanaha janma labhante. From one birth they get another birth, but naiva nirvritim labhante. This is the tragic story of a jiva. Is it? Naiva labhante. So similarly, naiva labhante. But what happens? Now look at this. If the worm has to come out of the river of samsara, the worm has to come out, the worm can never come out of it by itself. It needs an external support. Somebody else has to come and help the worm. Understand? One has to seek the external help. Here also, there is no way of your getting liberated from samsara. You need an external help. You have to understand here. Therefore, and even for this worm also, what happens? The 31st verse talks about the worm. The 32nd verse talks about the jiva. Suppose these worms, suppose some worms which get into the river and which keep, you know, which are pushed into the current of the water and which get into the avarta after the avarta, you know, get in trouble of getting into this avarta, the whirlpool of the water. And even such worm, suffocating, suffering worm, because of its some previous punyam, some punyam, the kita also must have had some punyam, it must have had, not present karma, present punya karma, isn't it? Some punyam. Somebody, the passerby who walks along the river and who must really have paid attention to the river, must have paid attention to the tiniest worm. The worm cannot even be seen in the big river, isn't it? Tiniest river. And this must have felt sorry for this, you know, some karunyam, isn't it? Out of compassion and kindness, mercy for this worm. What now? Should take the worm, lift the worm from the water, physically lift the worm, must drop it on the shore. Scout of worm getting out of the whirlpool of, isn't it? The river of samsara. So here, the river of whirlpools. So he says, satkarma paripakate, karunani dhino dhrutaha. Satkarma paripakate.
Satkarma paripakate.
Karunani dino dhrutaha.
Karunani dino dhrutaha.
Prapya.
Prapya.
Tirataruchayam.
Tirataruchayam.
Vishramyanti yathasukam.
Vishramyanti.
Na satkarma paripakat. Satkam karma paripaka. Paripakaha implies maturity. Emotional maturity literally here means. But first we talk about the kitas, worms. The worms by their punyam, lifted up by another passerby near the river. What happened? Karunanidhi. Karunanidhi means a person who is an ocean of compassion. Some compassionate person is called Karunanidhi. Okay. So Karunanidhina Udhrutaha. Udhrutaha means physically lifted by some compassionate passerby individual. Compassionately lifted from the river of whirlpools by their own punyam, these worms ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ತೀರಂ, ಓಕೆ, ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ತೀರತರುಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ, ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಶೋರ್ ಆರ್ ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೈಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಛಾಯಾಂ ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದ ಶೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿವರ್. ತೀರಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೋರ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್, ತರುಹು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ, ಛಾಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೇಡ್. ಸೊ ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ನ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನಾವು ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅರೈವ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆರ್ ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಶೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್. ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೋ ವಿಶ್ರಾಮ್ಯಂತಿ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಬೀಂಗ್ ರಿಲೀವ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಸಾರ, ರಿಲೀವ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಪೂಲ್ಸ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ಕೇಪ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಪೂಲ್ಸ್, ನೋ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ಡ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್, ನೌ ದೇ ವಿಶ್ರಾಮ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಥಾಸುಖಂ. ನೋ ದೆನ್ ಯಥಾಸುಖಂ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ to the best of the luxury, they have the best of luxury. Now the luxury they experience, enjoy what now, resting under the shade of the tree on the bank of the river, having somehow got relieved from the river of whirlpools by their own punyam. Basically now, which means the worm, even though worm had punyam, the worm had, now there's a need for the external help. Understand? In the same way, this human being also, who is caught up in the whirlpool of births and deaths of the river of samsara, beginningless, endless river of samsara, got the river of whirlpools of births and deaths here. He also, because of some purva punyam alone, because of his previous punyam, satkarma. How do you have punyam? The punya means, by punyam you earn Bhagavan's grace. Again, I tell you, this book will not tell you all this thing. We have to understand. The teacher here assumes that we have understood so many things already. Satkarma paripakat means, paripakaha means the maturity. Maturity implies between paripakaha means panbadadal, which means what now? In terms of mental purity and mental steadiness, or you can say the fourfold qualifications. The fourfold qualifications implies what? Having Bhagavan's grace. And fourfold qualification also implies what? Mental purity and mental steadiness, which is said to be what? Mental maturity. Understand? So the mature person can be relatively, will not be disturbed. So, every small thing, if you get disturbed, means you are not mature. That's all. So that doesn't mean that you are the most mature person. Only in jnanam you will be absolutely mature. Until jnanam, you're expected to be somewhat mature. So here it is. But even for such maturity, you need what? Even for relative maturity, you need Bhagavan's grace. For Bhagavan's grace, you must have lived a life of dharma, karma yoga, which implies living a life of dharma. You must surrender to dharma. Only by surrendering one's will to dharma, only by living a life of dharma, by living a life of karma yoga, you earn punyam, and with that punyam alone, you can tap Bhagavan's grace. By the grace of Bhagavan, you have what now? Paripakvam. Paripakvam na, somewhat mature, you become mature, and as a mature person, as a punyavan, then some teacher you have to surrender to, isn't it? Karunanidhi is who now? Karunanidhi is the teacher. So the ocean of mercy supposed to be the ocean of mercy. Understand? And people ask always, what is the limit of accommodation? Nonsense. People come and ask me, why do you accommodate all this nonsense? You know, even I'm not. I don't know whether I'm as much described in the textbook, but I tell you, you know, Pooja Swamiji, I can tell you, people all talk. I notice in Gurukulam now, everybody will talk about everybody. They'll go and complain. They have a lot of problems. They think, why Swamiji is not seeing all these things? Yes, he's not seeing. Why is he not scolding anybody? Not taking any action? He gives time for people to change. Sometimes, no, it's really, I can understand, Swamiji really dayavan means dayavan, daya. No, people do, no, all everybody talks. But they won't go and tell him directly, no, they all talk amidst themselves. I do hear all these things sometimes when I go. And why Swamiji is accommodating this nonsense means daya. He gives little more time for this person to grow. But we are not able to stand, isn't it? See, you must be absolutely mature to accommodate any nonsense, isn't it? But that is why we cannot change the human beings outside. They take their own time to grow. If you don't want to be disturbed by them, better you become well-grown. You see that you are mature, absolutely. Isn't it? I don't understand now, actually. Same thing happens, isn't it? Because people can't stand, they see only problems. They're not wrong, they're okay. But they can't see what the Swamiji is like that. Anyway, so here also, Karunanidhi, he means what now? The teacher is always compassionate, wants to help the student really to recognize this, you know, the problem, how to get rid of samsara. The teacher wants this. Now, that's why the passerby who sees the worm suffering in the river, going to the whirlpool, getting the whirlpool, wanted to help, from the suffering. Similarly, the teacher also here, Karunanidhi, wants to help the student. And even for one to have the teacher and the shastram, and here not physical lifting. There the passerby lifts the worms, what now? Carefully he has to lift, no? If he goes and lifts carelessly, the worm might get killed. But the way he picks it up, isn't it? Very delicate worm has to carefully, very softly has to lift it. Isn't it? The same way teacher also, what now? What does he do? He can't, you fool? Don't know even this, how to, no? He doesn't say all the very carefully, very, no? Softly, he lifts the student here from the ocean of samsara, but not physically. Here lifting is not physical lifting. It helps him to shift his cognition, isn't it? He helps the student to have the cognitive shift. Cognitive shift happening on the part of the student is the cognitive lift given by the teacher. Not physical lifting, isn't it? What is said in the next verse? Yatha sukham vishramyanti. Similarly here also. Upadeshamavapyaivam. Acharyat. Tattvadarshinaha. Very beautiful, isn't it? Panchakosha vivekena labhante nirvritim param. So, just as these worms find this, somehow reach the shade of the tree on the bank, escapes from the suffocation and enjoys rest and have the pleasure, happiness, sukham. Similarly here, upadesham avapya evam. Evam na in this manner. How in this manner means in which manner? In the way the ants got help from the somebody who is outside the river. Okay, who's external some other person who is not into the river. Understand now? Who is free. Similarly here, the man who lifts the worm from the river is not in the river. Understand? Who is on the shore. Like that here also, this acharyaha, the teacher who is not bound by samsara, who is free from samsara, because of his vision, tattvadarshi, the teacher is tattvadarshi. And from that tattvadarshi acharyat, tattvadarshinaha acharyat, from the teacher who is free, and from the, which means the teach, definitely there is no way of jiva freeing himself from bondage without surrendering himself to the external source of support. Ida purinjikkanum. Understand? You have to surrender to the external source of support. We ourselves cannot lift ourselves from the ocean of samsara. நம்மை நாமே கடை தேற்றிக் கொள்ள முடியாது. நமக்கு என்ன வேணும்னா, வி நீடு பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ். அவர் ஓன் எஃபர்ட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீயிங் அவர் செல் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் இஸ் நாட் இனஃப். வி நீட் பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ். அவர் டு ஹாவ் பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ், our effort must be what? We cannot have Bhagavan's grace if we do not have our own efforts. Our own efforts, understand, we won't have any grace at all. But our own efforts are not enough without Bhagavan's grace to get rid of samsara, to come out of the samsara. So here, our effort is what? Our effort is praying and living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga, then doing in be involving ourselves in shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All these come under what? Our efforts. But for each effort, we need Bhagavan's grace. If we live a life of dharma, Bhagavan bless you with mental purity and mental steadiness. And if then once you have mental purity and steadiness, and this possibility of your making effort of having shravanam, once you have shravanam, you know, again there's grace. So the more you make appropriate efforts, the more you make adequate efforts, you along with the efforts, you know, will really tap you Bhagavan's grace also. Therefore, over here, by the grace of Bhagavan, because of your purva punyam paripaka, that's why satkarma paripaka, because of one's righteous actions and righteous living in terms of karma yoga, having become mentally mature because of tapping Bhagavan's grace, because of the grace of Bhagavan, upadesham avapya. Just as this worm got the help from the passerby, the samsari individual jiva also, what now? Gets the help. Avapya kim? Help in the form of teaching. Upadeshaha means teaching. Upadeshaha should not be taken as advice. Upadesham avapya, having got the help in the form of teaching. Teaching is the best help for any, to come out of any problem. Understand now? The best relief is what? You can get only from teaching. That is why what you give, you know, any other support, monetary support, time, energy, money, food, you know, any other objects of enjoyment you give also, those things can help one, what now? Bless one with a temporary, isn't it, relief. But the permanent relief is only through jnanam, Therefore he says, Upadesham avapya, having got the support from the teacher in terms of teaching, Upadesham avapya, from whom? From the acharyat, from the acharya, the teacher, and who is tattvadarshi, who has the vision of the truth. And the teaching blesses with what? From the teacher you get the teaching. From the teaching you attain what? That now is not said here. You attain from the teaching removes your ignorance. And the ignorance is gone, isn't it? So you get the knowledge, and in the wake of the knowledge, ignorance goes. And ignorance caused, wrong identity goes, adhyasa, adhyaropa, all of them go, then karma goes, the way karma goes. Karma goes means doership, enjoyership goes, punya papas go, therefore you become free. Okay? Janma, once you get the jnanam, punarjanma nasti. Ajnanam will result in punarjanma. Jnanam will free you from rebirth. Being born itself is being bound. Freedom from bondage implies freedom from rebirth. Why you will not be born again? Because you will not have palam, punya papas you will not have. You will be free from punya papas. Why? Because you are free from enjoyership and doership. Understand why? Because you are no more the doer, therefore you are no more the performer. Why? Because you are no more ahankari. Ahankara is no more karma, no more kama, because no more ahankara. Ahankara is not there because there's no adhyaropa, there's no adhyasa, there's no ajnanam. Jnanam, one thing goes, everything else goes. Ithan Tamil they say kundodu kailasam. But people puriyada. Understand? Ottumatma poidala. So they say here the days thing kundoda means you will go from here with the body, the kund. The parrot goes to heaven, no? Along with the kund, isn't it? Not like that. Adivara nambike. Where will you go? Panchabhootanga, you get disintegrated. Adivara paithinga nanchitirukanga. Or naalik indha odam board povum mele. Indha naari povum. Anyway, so what he wants to say here is, upadesham avapya. So here he connects, isn't it? Like the worm. Very nice. So, upadesham avapya evam acharyat tattvadarshinaha acharyat. Upadesham avapya. Avapya upadeshat jnanam prapya. Jnanat ajnanam. Na ajnanam nirvritya. Isn't it? Ajnanam nashitva. Isn't it? Ajnana nashananantaram. Samsarat. Isn't it? Nivrittaha bhavati, isn't it? Become free from bondage of samsara. But here the acharya upadeshat, acharyat upadesham prapya, how upadesham prapnoti? He says, panchakosha vivekena. Panchakosha vivekaha. We have many vivekaha. Vivekaha means discriminative knowledge of each layer of personality. Discriminative knowledge of each layer of personality will bless you with what? Clear understanding of what panchakoshas are. Thereby you will understand, you can distinguish the atma, the innermost essential reality of the self. Or can I say the self being distinct from the panchakoshas, you can have only when you understand each layer of personality. Okay, five layers of personality. This is one of the methods. See, for self-knowledge, we have many methods, isn't it? The two ways. Because some vivekaha means here vicharaha, isn't it? Discriminative knowledge of five layers of personality implies what? Discriminative inquiry into the nature of five layers of personality. It will bless you with the knowledge of what it is, isn't it? Thereby, you understand the, you arrive at the nature of the self also. So, for self, to understand the nature of the individual, truth of the individual, certain prakriyas are used. And certain methods of unfoldment are used and arrive at the truth of the whole. Certain prakriyas are for arriving at the truth of the whole, prescribed by the Shastram. And certain prakriyas are for arriving at the truth of the individual. The Panchakosha Vivekaha is the analysis of the five layers of personality. Panchakosha Vivekaha is called Panchakosha Prakriya. By using this particular method of unfoldment, when the teacher teaches, the teaching of, having got the teaching from the teacher through the Panchakosha Viveka, Panchakosha Vivekena, this student comes to know the nature of the self. Before he said, pratyek tattva bodha mantaha bhavanti. They understand the truth of, they understand, attain the knowledge of the self. Using this Panchakosha Viveka. Understand? So through the Panchakosha Viveka, they attain the knowledge. So, once you panchakosha vivekena, so through this method of the panchakosha, method of the unfoldment of the five layers of personality, he says what now? Having got the teaching, he attains the self-knowledge. By attaining the self-knowledge, what happens? Nirvritim param labante. Para nirvritihi means absolute peace. Labante means attain. They attain the absolute peace. They attain the absolute peace. Param nirvritim labante. Okay. Now what is not said here? There the kita, the worm, attain para nirvritihi sukham labhate, isn't it? Where do the worms attain peace? Under the shade of the tree, isn't it? And here, what is the shade of the tree here? Atma. The shade, like what is comparable to the shade of the Atma is what? Atma swarupam, isn't it? So having recognized its swarupam being Atma, in the wake of the knowledge, having recognized its own swarupam, then the jiva also rests in peace. This is what absolutely resting in peace. Somebody dies, we say, may this person rest in peace. In fact, there is only temporary rest. Every time somebody dies, of course the person rests in peace. Whether you pray for him or not, definitely the person rests in peace. How long? Until he gets into another whirlpool of body. Understand? There is a temporary rest, and that is also what one gets because of the punyam. Understand, death is always result of punyam. Yeah. Because following the death, there will be some rest. Again, our papam will bring, papam will be there. It will bring us into new birth. And again, in keeping with there again, some punyam will get you the different body. Deva Shariram, Manusha Shariram, or Tiryak Shariram. Definitely not Tiryak Shariram. Once you touch the Shastra means, again, Manusha Shariram only. That's why shariras are the same of all the five elements. But the personality, there's a difference in personalities, isn't it? Inner personality differs. One is more evolved, one is little more evolved, one is very, not evolved. We see people, four people are different. All bodies are the same. All the bodies are born of parental food. All the bodies sustained by food. There's no difference in the physical bodies. And all the bodies may have in keeping the punya papas, already decode the diseases and death and birth and the problems, everything is decoded. So we have the body problems. One day all the bodies will become disintegrated. But then the difference in the evolution of people, isn't it? He's an evolved soul. He is a very evolved person. How do we say that? Seeing the person's maturity, the behavior, etc., you understand. Isn't it? So here what he says, the Atma is the only shade where you can rest in peace. It's called Swasthanam. Purida? Swasthanam. It is like, that's why wherever you walk around, when you get back to your own home and when you sleep on your bed, you feel so comfortable. Why? Because nothing like coming back to our own house. We say that, no? Don't you say that? Why do you say that? Because it's your home. Isn't it? Don't need to worry about anything. You just go stretch in your own bed. You feel so comfortable. That's called being at home. Understand? So that resting in peace is possible only when you're at home. And being at home means resolving your identity with Atma, the consciousness. That resolution of the having identity with consciousness is possible only if you have the knowledge, isn't it? And for that jnanam, you need Ishvara Kripa, which has to bless you with the teaching from the teacher who has the vision, and for which again you must have the grace. How? By having lived a clean life. Sat karma, you must have done punyam, isn't it? Therefore, without the external support, there is no way of becoming free from samsara. It is sukham. Where is sukham? Tan nilalil tan iruttale sukham. This is what in Tamil we have some words like this. Is it? Remaining in the shade of one's own swarupam is the absolute comfort, peace and real comfort, real sukham. But now what do? We go for searching for the shade and everything else, which is not where we won't be allowed to stay for long. So, upadesham avapya evam acharyatu tattva darshinaha panchakosha vivekena. After understanding, analyzing the panchakoshas, arriving, understanding what panchakoshas are, they are being arriving at the nature of the self. Okay, understanding one sorupam being atma in jnanam. Okay, when ignorance goes, samsara goes. One becomes what now? These jivas attain param nirvritim. Para nirvritim, absolute peace. Nilayana amaidiyai adehirarhal. Param nirvritim labhante. Now what should be the question from us? Okay, what is that panchakosha vivekaha? Is it? What do you mean by analysis of the five layers of personality? or enquiry into the five layers of personality. What is the Panchakosha Viveka? What is the Panchakosha Prakriya? By which Prakriya, by using which method of unfoldment, the teacher helps the student distinguish the self and arrive at the self and thereby correct the error in the perception of the self, thereby helps him to become free from samsara. What is that Panchakosha Prakriya? If you ask, so Panchakosha Prakriya is going to be discussed from 33rd verse. So I'll stop the class now.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sit. Harihi Om.